Welcome back to another episode of Active Feature Interview. Today I have a fabulous guest. This film is very different, but you'll get into it with us. Arlacta is the name of the film. The director, Montana Miller, is here. Welcome.
Hello. It's awesome to meet you guys.
So let's start at the beginning. I want people to know this is a film about somebody that's deaf, so it's very little sound, but there is sound in the film. Now, my first question to you, this is why I'm asking it, is do you sign?
Just a little bit, and majority of it is Indian Sign Language, and that's basically home sign language. So, hello, my first name is Montana, and my sign name that was given to me by who was Arletta. So, my sign name is Montana for chopping wood for her.
So just so people know, he is signing for me right now, so you can see it on YouTube, an Extra Features podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry about that.
No problem. But for the people that are just listening, that's what he's up to. No problem. So you claim the film is silent at the beginning. You do state that. But I say the film is not silent because we definitely heard noise in the background a lot. I mean, obviously, our main character can hear it, but I can't.
So, in totality, if you encompass the larger population of everybody, it's considered silent to the deaf community.
Okay.
So, that's why in the beginning it says, please listen with your eyes. So, a lot of it was to reverse the psychological effect that deaf people have when they try to go see a movie. And it was to reverse the perception in a very positive manner, especially because I also want to clarify with people back at home. So Shea Montana Miller, I'm from the Navajo Nation, and that's Arletta. So that's where a lot of this movie comes from. So, Shea Montana Miller Yinchle, Tabahan Ishle, Ashinhi Bashachin, Techin Yedishche, Anidishinella, Shea Hogan Satash, Continental Divide, New Mexico, Wolia, Aro Arletta Hogan, Black Mountains, Arizona, Wolia. So, I said I'm from the Water Edge, the Salt People, the Red Running Into Water, and the Towering House Clan. So, how do you explain that to someone that's born deaf? You know, so I wanted to capture that because she's multilingual in ASL from like boarding school days and integrating. And is it okay if I go on this route?
Yeah, go ahead. Of course, you're interviewing.
So she is there's a certain Protestant religious faction, but they were one of the first people to have sign language. So on the reservation, they didn't have sign language. They just called it home sign. So she learned Navajo sign language. And when the church came, they had deaf people, and it was the first time she was able to communicate with someone. So all of this was just like, how the heck did this happen in the middle of nowhere? And you can tell from the video. So out there, I was like, man, she's not scared of no skinwalkers. She's not scared of no bears. She's out here by herself. And it was just crazy that that's where she chooses to live. And she explained to me, like, yeah, I don't hear nothing. Like the animals, the horses, the sheep, the goats, the dogs, the kitten, the turtle, they're all like her ears. So I wanted to really encompass what she was trying to tell me. And that's why the film starts off that way. And I try to...
I don't want to stop you, but where are you shooting this film? Because it doesn't tell me.
It's on the Navajo Nation, Black Mountains, Arizona, near the Coochegay.
I think we need to establish that so people know what we're looking at. Even me watching it, I know that somewhere, I don't know. That's all I do. So there we go. Thank you.
Yeah. And it's on the Navajo Nation. It's a Four Corner area.
Okay. Now I want to go back to a bit. Did you talk to, how did you communicate with her? I mean, you're signing, you say it's very primitive. So
Yes.
how did you get what you needed out of her?
So luckily, we share a common family member. She is indigenous herself. She's a two-spirit. Her name is Tosh, and she did a lot of translation for us. She was one that introduced and created this bridge. And our Leta is very smart and articulate. A lot of deaf people are. They can read lips, but they're very intuitive. And if you show patience, they can understand any form of communication as well. I think as people of hearing, sometimes we tend to forget the lack of patience we have. And if you read, and people who can't see it, I'm basically like, what are you saying? Instinctually, they can be like, they obviously don't understand what I'm saying. To writing. So I wanted to break these barriers because when I met her, I had limited to no sign language. And I still learn from her every day. She's actually, I found out through our clans, she's my grandma or she's like my
Oh.
mom. Yeah. It's crazy how indigenous culture works for family. So we never have to meet each other, but if we share the same clans, we're kin, we're
Okay.
family.
That makes sense to me, though.
So when I showed up, I just saw the state that she was living in with the bathroom and everything. And it kind of pissed me off because there's a lot of young people around her and no one wanted to do anything about it. It took this long and it took this beautiful person, Tosh, to introduce me to Arletta. To want to do something about it, to be proactive. And I was this, so that's what really got this movie going too as well. I had to
So,
show people.
okay, that's where I was going to go next. Who is this film for? Obviously, it's for you. I think it definitely a part of you is in this film. And who are you showing the film to? I mean, obviously, I get it's on a film festival circuit, but that's not ideally where you want it. You ideally want to do something with this, I think. You're trying to speak a message.
Yes, I want to create a bridge for the deaf community and the non-deaf community. That I always say lead by example. I have a 5-year military background. So I like to lead by example. I don't know sign language, but that doesn't mean I can't try to communicate with this person. That doesn't mean if they need help. I can't say no. I was also getting a full confrontation of how some of my films I created in the past exclude a certain demographic because there's no captions, and that's the deaf community. There were so many things I didn't know about that I learned from Arletta that I thought a lot of people could learn as well, especially from the mannerism of how she carries herself. She doesn't get social cues the same way as people with hearing. And she doesn't get the same jokes. So, does that devalue who she is as a human? No. But a lot of films aren't made around deaf people. And sometimes people think deaf people are handicapped. I know maybe on a textbook it can, but they're not handicapped. You can see in the video she's helping out. She's trying to communicate. She's grabbing a hammer. She's digging in the hole. She is living out there by herself. Being deaf, she grew up going to the hospitals with no translator. She went with a pen and paper, writing. She was self-taught everything. And she keeps saying that. The hospitals don't have these apps, and it would just be easier for her as a person of sign language. She's saying that the reservation have lack of Wi-Fi. It would be awesome if she could have Zoom meetings with other deaf people from around the world. So that's why I included around the world at the towards the end of my film to show that the deaf community is on a global scale. It's not just on the reservation, but there's limited resources that she faces. And I put up her information along with James Woodenlegs as advocates and people you can get in touch with if people ever want to help the deaf community. Like, what can we do to support them?
Have
And
you, sorry,
sorry, but
have you followed up with her on this? Is people getting in contact with her now? Does she have Wi-Fi? Maybe I should ask those questions.
yes, thanks to beautiful organization like Indigenous Ways and institutions like IAIA, Institute of American Indian Arts. So they help get the youth involved with the elder community. There's a lot of teachings from the younger community teaching technological advancements, and the elders with those stories and oral traditions giving back to us. So it's a lot of reciprocity going on. And I've informed her every time it gets selected by a film festival, every time there's an interview, I try to bring her down. She lives a whole other state, but I do my best. Even if it's, I ask the film festivals, can we zoom her in if they don't have interpreters? And they say, sure, yes, we can. It's always to get her on camera to encourage people, like, don't see yourself as a disadvantage. Look at Arletta. She don't see herself as a deaf person. She sees herself as a regular human being, and all she's asking for is just more communication tools.
I have a weird question. She does have a
Good.
TV or the turtle scene. I see a TV in the background.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I TV is a very visual medium. I understand she could watch something and not understand it. So, but she's not hearing anything. So I'm wondering what she watches.
So, because of the eye vision, they can hook up her like the HDMI and laptop stuff to better the Zoom. And other than that, it's the news and evangelist TV shows.
Okay, so she puts on closed captioning, obviously.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's the biggest reason is the a lot of churches have a lot of interpreters as well. They have it on the screen. So it's very useful. And those are donations that have progressed. I didn't want to highlight the poverty side. There's enough of that. I really wanted to show the beauty of who, how she carries herself, her work ethic, her teachings, the values, the positivity.
So, okay, I'm going to go into the film a bit more because we've discussed some of the other
Sorry.
stuff you wanted to get out. No problem, but we're here to discuss your film. So, who is the woman at the beginning that talks? That's not Arletta, that's somebody else.
That's Terry Vinson. She's a deaf teacher as well. And she's one of Arletta's friends. And I just wanted to get as many deaf people I could to be involved. And a lot of female power was the concept in this film, the driving force. A
Okay.
lot of that.
You have an intersection at the beginning of the film. Why this intersection? Just for noise factor?
Yes, to remind people and to like it's a transition that like we are so accustomed to sound, it ends. You're right there with her on the reservation. That's just the reality. And I cut back at the end of it to remind people like that's why the caption says even without music, she dances to her own music.
Yes. Okay. You bring me then to the outhouse. You obviously were infatuated with this outhouse. You spent a lot of time with this outhouse. Why are you so infatuated with it? I mean, I would like to have seen more of the house. I mean, we see an entranceway. I see a maybe her living room, I'm guessing. I see. I never see a kitchen. And maybe there's nothing there you want to show me. I understand that. But I'm saying you're so focused on the outhouse, I wanted to see more of what she lived. I mean, yes, it is a beautiful view. I thank you for that, but I wanted more. Why did you just focus on those things?
That's her reality. She doesn't have plumbing, like, and it's 2025. This film was completed in 2025. So the fact that she's still using an outhouse in the middle of Arizona, it's not a third world country. She's asked for a lot of help. And technically, if you do research in history, you could sell it and market her house for $1 million. So that house is on $1 million land.
Got it.
But that house itself is not $1 million.
No, I agree.
So that's the comical part, to kind of humanize Arletta and the death. And now you're kind of in there with your, like, dang, she really uses the restroom out here. And you can see that we fix it up because we don't have a lot of money. No one's rich. A lot of that material is from my house, and I just use res ingenuity engineering to create a makeshift that can sustain for now until we build enough funds to get her a proper house. Later on, eventually get someone to come in and get some plumbing and some water work.
Okay. How old is Arletta? Because it's not told. She looks about, I'd say, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, 67.
Okay, just by the age. So if we got her a new house, is what you're telling me you're going for, would she want to move?
If the house is at the same location, if I'm hearing that correctly, or actually move to a different
Either one.
location.
I'll take either answer.
A new house, she would love to just stay right there on the reservation. That's her animals are there. She has her own garden. She's very self-sustaining. She's adamant on staying there.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. She'll take trips around if she can't find work. She'll work in Phoenix. She'll work in Mesa. She'll do side jobs, and then
What
she'll
did she
always come
do?
back.
Okay, help me out there. Let's go into that because I wish I saw that in the film. Maybe you didn't have time constraints. What are her side jobs? What does she do to make money then?
She teaches on the reservation to the deaf kids that are coming up, and for basic linguistic skills, the syntax, math, things she had to endure. She does that back at the community colleges, at the high school level, at the local and tribal colleges. And people, the companies like Indigenous Ways, they'll hire the deaf people to come on because a lot of them are multi-talented artists. Arletta is very, she's a good, I don't know how to, she's filled with so many stories. She comes from a ceremonial family. So she is locked up full of priceless Diné Navajo stories. People from colleges pay a lot of money for it to document. A lot of people were never taught these stories or got to see firsthand what she saw. And she comes from a very well-respected medicine family. So it'd be like, if you're not, sorry if it's a bad example, but if you're not in the Protestant or the Christian community, but you know Joel Osteen is pretty big, his name is really big, but it's not big on people who don't follow that. So on the Navajo Nation, Arletta comes from a big medicine man family. And in Navajo, it's kind of tough love. If you tell someone my child is born deaf in Navajo, they'll say, like, that's not true. Navajos aren't born like that. There's this ideology that we're not supposed to be born with any dysfunctions. But yet, Arletta grew up in a medicine family, being deaf. She has so much trials and tribulations. I believe a world-class filmmaker, if were to see my film, they have every right to come down and make a film with Arletta. I encourage that.
Why wouldn't you
What
do that yourself? Make a longer film then.
it's it would be cool to see a deaf director work with Arletta and the totality of it, of have as many deaf people make this film themselves.
Okay.
And organizing that, I have Laura Cook, she's a deaf DP. She's going to be working on my next film, and I'm trying to get more of people that are deaf to come into my next film. I have a film I want to use with Indigenous sign language, because how did people communicate back then with a multitude of different languages? A lot of improvisation and hand talk. So sign language is not just for deaf people, it's a communication thing. So there's a film in that as well. And some of the best hand talkers are obviously deaf, and I want to explore that concept.
Okay, I have a question for you. I mean, you said your sign language is primitive, correct? Am I still right in saying that?
That's one way to say it. I think, and for them, they don't think it's primitive. They think it's very articulate. It's very,
You're filming a film now. This is not a 12-minute short. This could be an hour and 20-minute feature. How much sign language do you have to learn to be able to communicate properly? Or to get your point across. If you're ready now, I'm fine with that. I was just wondering how long will it take you?
it would take me less than, to me, 6 months, I work pretty quick.
That's
I'm
fine. No, I
a,
accept that as an answer. I don't know. I've
yeah.
never signed, so I don't
Oh.
know how long it would take me.
6 months. If I get to have 24, Monday through Friday, like a basic school structure with Arletta, and I'm getting some learning right now, and it's kind of like part-time school for me.
Are you working with Arletta on that thing?
Arletta, Tosh, as well as James Wooden Lakes and Terry Vinson, who you saw in the beginning. They're all are so generous and have a lot of patience and have taken me under their wing to teach me.
Excellent. Okay, so where can everybody find your film?
It's on the film festival circuit. It's going to be showing in New Mexico, in Italy, in just around. And then after that, you can also look it up on a shortfilms.com. It shows up and it's on the IMD page. And I don't think I'll release it until 2026 March, after the final film festival run. And it'll be public on YouTube. Or if we choose to do a feature film before then, we're gonna have to wait for the feature film.
Okay. Do you have a site that people can find your other work on?
Yes, they can. It is, I have two sites. One is called NOTA, Natives of the Apocalypse, and the other one is called The World's Shittiest Indian. I go by that, so that's my mantra as an actor, because I try to make everybody comfortable. There's this stoicness and romanticism about natives, and I just want to let people know, like, hey, we're very comical people. We're like everyone else, and I'm the world's shittiest Indian. I broke every native role in the army. I whistled at night. I fought skinwalkers. Hi. Trust me, any other native you meet is way better than me. I just do that to break the ice and make people feel comfortable.
So we have some fun questions for you, as we do always. Since your first time on the show, your favorite film?
Tropic Thunder.
Number two, a native dish that most people have not tried.
Ntsidhi Goa, or Kinish Bhiji. Ntsidhi Goa is kneel down bread with blue corn mush, and Kinish Bhiji is mutton dumpling stew.
Sounds awesome. Number three, your favorite place to visit when you're on traveling. What do you like to do?
I like to eat. I love the, if you get, if I always tell me, what's the, If you could tell me where you're from with your food, what restaurant are you going to show me from your town? Or is it
I
home
love
cooked?
it.
It has to be food.
Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thank you so much.